Chapter 11. Miss Alcliffe's eyes and thoughts were so intent upon the miniature that as he had not been conscious of Cytherea's start of surprise. She went on speaking in a low and abstracted tone. Yes, I lost him. ... She interrupted her words by a short meditation, and went on again. I lost him by excess of honesty as regarded my past. But it was best that it should be so. I was led to think rather more than usual of the circumstances tonight, because of your name. It is pronounced the same way, though differently spelt. ... The only means by which Cytherea's surname could have been spelt to Miss Alcliffe must have been by Mrs. Morris or Farmer Springrove. She fancied Farmer Springrove would have spelt it properly if Edward was his informant, which made Miss Alcliffe's remark obscure. Women make confidences, and then regret them. The impulsive rush of feeling which had led Miss Alcliffe to indulge in this revelation, trifling as it was, died out immediately. Her words were beyond recall, and the turmoil occasioned in her by dwelling upon that. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.